Connie Latimer, City Administrator with the City of Marshall.
All right, Connie. Well, we see that you guys are going to be holding a couple of informational meeting at the Martin Community Center there in Marshall. Why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about what this meeting is going to cover?
Okay, the meeting will be tomorrow evening. That's Wednesday, March 18th. It begins at 5:30. It is an informational meeting regarding the half-cent sales tax for the City of Marshall General Fund and also the school tax levy that they are running this year. It is for informational purposes. It's not a candidate forum, so there's no candidates that are speaking, but there will be information presented on the sales tax for the city and for the school.
All right. Now, is this the first sales tax the city has seen or in a while, or is this something that's just kind of taking place of an older?
This will be the first sales tax increase that the city's general fund has seen since 1979.
Very good. And what about the tax levy?
The tax levy is for the school district. In the past, they've tried to pass a levy to build a new school, and that's not what this is. They listen to the public. The public has told them no schools, no new buildings, and so that's not what they're going to do. They're wanting to bring their technology up to date. They need to increase their teacher salaries. They need to repair the buildings that they have, and so that's what this is for.
Very good. All right. So just to reiterate, that is going to be Wednesday, March 18th, starting at 5:30 p.m. at the Martin Community Center there in Marshall. Now, anybody that wants to head out to that, do they need to call and let you know that they're going to be coming for a headcount or anything like that?
No, that won't be necessary at all. We will have some refreshments. It won't be a meal, but we will have some cookies and coffee, that sort of thing. But it is open to the public. You know, I can't stress enough, actually, how important it is. Both of these items are extremely important. You know, you can't have a strong community without a strong school system, and you can't have a strong school system without a strong community. So we need to get Marshall cleaned up. That's what we're trying to do with our funds. I think the combination of the two is a good thing. You know, with the school, if they can strengthen their position somewhat, you know, there's been people that have not been happy with what they wanted to do in the past, and I believe the new board has listened to the public, and they're trying to do the right thing and make things better for the students. So both of them are very important issues, and the city, you know, we desperately need the help to where our general fund is what does the fire department, police department, you know, some on streets, administrative, you know, inspection department. So we're trying to get some of the substandard property cleaned up and make Marshall look a lot better and more appealing. And if we can do that, if we can strengthen the schools and make the city look more appealing, then I think we'll have a winning combination for some really good economic development possibilities.
Absolutely. And Connie, you're absolutely right. You know, we've seen this a lot on the upcoming April ballots for cities and counties. People are trying to, they're getting it on the ballots to have those sales tax increased. There are quite a few tax levies. And I think people are just, you know, the public officials are just trying to get people to understand that in order to have more come to your city and in order to have a better educational system, sometimes you've got to put in a little bit more money wise. So.
Well, it's the services and nobody likes to do that. We don't like to do this, you know, but it's just one of those things. I mean, it's time. And I told someone today, I gave a speech at lunch and I said, you know, I was thinking about over the weekend and we have tried to keep up with the growing concern that we have and the growing mess that we have with some of these properties. We've tried to keep up with them baby steps, you know, financial baby steps, and because that's all we're able to do. And they're taking, you know, they're just growing by leaps and bounds, and one turns into 10, into 20. I mean, it's just like, it's like rabbits, it seems like. So, you know, once it starts in a neighborhood, I mean, it really does. It affects the entire neighborhood. And so, you know, we've got to get a handle on things, and we're trying to do some proactive things ourselves within our departments and within the city. And so it's going to take some money, and we need their help. You know, everyone comes to us. We hear it a lot, you know, that everyone wants it cleaned up, and we do too. It's not anything new to anybody, but it's just going to take money to get it done.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Connie, thank you so much for talking with us about this and letting the listeners know what you guys are doing. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. We just, you know, hope that we'll have a big turnout. I want people to know what's going on, And the best way to find it out is to come and hear it for yourself.